joining us on the line right now, the Philly sports muse herself, Brandon Campbell. Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Let's kind of get right into it. We're talking to Asante Samuel here. We're going to get into the draft in a second. It's your question. Ask the question, Chris.
Okay, Brandon. Like we were thinking, like, I don't know, like, when the Eagles, like people have long forgotten that the Eagles traded Asante Samuel for, I guess, a new Nike jersey at this point. Like what do you think the impact of losing Asante is for the Eagles? Do you think it's significant? Like, I don't know, somewhere in the middle, or you won't even notice that him and his dreadlocks aren't there?
I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. I think he is a tremendous talent, and like you said, the Eagles traded him away for peanuts, you know, a seventh rounder. I think the Eagles just clearly couldn't make it work with the situation last year with having DRC as well as Nnamdi and Asante. And you know, just had long decided that they were going to cure the situation, solve the situation by getting rid of Asante, and for whatever reason waited till the very last minute and didn't have very much choice at that point. Everyone knew they needed to get rid of him, so why offer them anything much?
Exactly.
So I think, I'm not sure. I think maybe how much of a talent he is and still has in him might be a bit underrated and overlooked by the team, but they were clearly ready to move on, and hopefully they'll find a way now to use Nnamdi and DRC in a way that'll be really effective, as well as one of the new corners they got in the draft.
Right. Well. I believe that, you know, you're hoping beyond hope, because I do not have faith in Juan Castillo, as much faith in Juan Castillo as you and Mr. Domingo have. But we'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about this draft. I mean, you know, just every, you know, Mel Kiper, you know, gave it a high mark. Adam Schefter gave it a high mark. Chris Domingo, has his legs been shaken, I think, for the past 4 days, or ever since, or however long it's been since they drafted Fletcher Cox. He's been running around his apartment like a crazy man. Give me, what are your, I mean, I know it's really silly to give a grade on the draft or give your thoughts on the draft, you know, before these guys, you know, even put a jersey on. But give me your, what were your thoughts on this draft overall?
I am really pleased with what I saw. And since everyone's giving grades, I gave the Eagles a grade as well. I gave them a B+, which I know is a little lower than Mel Kiper and even Ray Dittinger, but I thought they did an excellent job. There was one, I thought, total head scratcher and one big risk, and so that's a big reason why I couldn't give them in the A range. But I think they went back to basics. They stopped with this making it overly complicated. If this, then X, multiply it by Y, and then we'll have a new team. I think they just went and saw, all right, these are the most talented players. This is our system. Who's going to fit into that? And I think they did a really good job of finding those players at tremendous value. Some of the picks that they got that fell to the, you know, fourth and fifth rounds were just tremendous. Fletcher Cox, moving up through spots to get him was a great move. They saw, for whatever reason, he was still there at 9 and 10 and 11. He went to get him, and that was that's who I wanted them to get with the first-round pick. Mm-hmm. The problems up the middle, if the Eagles are going to have success this year, just had to be stopped. And he, I think, can be a big part of the solution. The Eagles certainly seem to think so, and I think that was a great move. You know, they wasn't a first-round pick for the linebacker, and that's okay. I think Michael Kendrick was a great pickup, just all the way down the line. The head-scratcher I refer to, I think, thought the pickup of Nick Foyle was a bit strange, quarterback from Arizona in the third round. Not strange that the Eagles got a quarterback, because it was long discussed that the Eagles, you know, that people thought the Eagles were going to get a quarterback to start sinking to life after Vic. But, I mean, he wasn't at the top of anyone's board.
Were you a fan of Kirk Cousins more so than Nick Foles?
More so than Nick Foles.
Okay.
So I was surprised. I wouldn't say fan. I think that's overstating it a bit, but I thought he would have been a better pick than Nick Foles.
Okay,
so,
okay.
That I thought was a little strange, and just, you know, he's a pure pocket passer,
right.
Which is very different for the Eagles, so maybe they're just a little curious, so we'll see what happens there.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, anytime Andy Reid, when he was introducing the pick, harkened back to his high school records, and that okay, right, great. He's coming out of college. Why are we talking about high school?
Exactly.
Drew Brees' records in high school. It's more than I'll ever do athletically, but I'm just not that impressed.
Yeah, no, but, I don't know, not in defense of Andy, but, like, I don't know, like, and like, everyone realizes that, like, Andy Reid, like when the new Jordans come out, he needs to get a pair. He needs to get, like, a quarterback every year. Like, I don't know, in Foles' defense, he did have 28 touchdowns to 14 interceptions last year for Arizona. So, I mean, like, I don't know, but, like, in the whole scheme of things, like, any quarterback drafted after the second round has a very minimal, like, shot of actually, because like they showed the stat, like I think 85% of, like, the starts that were made last year were made by someone who was drafted in the first round. So all this is crapshoot. I think it's, like, I don't know, like everyone wanted Kirk Cousins, so I don't know, like, I would have preferred Cousins, but I'm not gonna lose any sleep for, like, Andy Reid draft. But like the thing with Foles is he has a big arm, and Kirk Cousins,
right.
like Cousins basically was lauded for his leadership and more of his intangibles than it was for his, like, I don't know, physical abilities. And I think, like when you're drafting later, you need to get a guy that, like, I don't know, like, don't draft Russell Wilson, who's, like, 5 foot tall. So, like, it wasn't the greatest pick, but I'm not going to, like, totally, like, I don't know, like, kill him for drafting that guy.
Fair enough. Fair.
Well, I'm gonna I have no hate for this draft, and I think I told you before when we were talking on Twitter, I really had some snark kind of built up because I knew at some point
you didn't have faith in the Fat Man. So right now, like, I don't know, like people, like, I don't know, because right now, like, I mean, like, the team is set, like, I don't, like, and they got, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just overly optimistic about the team, but, I mean, it's set up really well for the Eagles. I mean, now, don't get me wrong, the NFC this year, like, I don't know, with all the moves that the Niners have made and the Packers are still good, and, like, it's going to be super competitive, but I think the Eagles are up there in, like, the upper, like, the top four of the NFC. Do you agree, Brandon?
I think they have.
Come on, Brandon,
team.
I know you can say, yeah.
They have the potential to be
there.
I think I, like many Eagles fan, I wish I could have your unbridled enthusiasm, Chris. And I am optimistic. I don't want to sound like I don't have high hopes for the team, but I think I was very scarred by last year.
As you should be.
The high hopes and then just shot to hell. So I'm just trying to rein in my enthusiasm and be realistic. I think they have all of the pieces in place.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they can get it together, and there's every reason that they should be able to, they have the off season. They're going to have that time that they didn't have last year to get all the pieces in place. They didn't go crazy in free agency and just get all these brand new players. So they have more of a stable base. There's time to work together. You know, even though we'll have Juan Castillo, he has a year of experience now under his belt.
Uh-huh.
And also the hiring of Todd Bowles to minimize any faults that Mr. Castillo may still have. So
that was huge, the hiring of Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Absolutely right there. And, you know, even with Castillo, to be fair, we did see this defense make market improvement the second half of the 2011 season. So I do think the Eagles can be a really strong contender. I'm just scared to say anything more than that.
I understand this. Cautiously optimistic. That's what I, you know, prefer to call it. I think we're all well. By we, I mean you and I. Chris Domingo, however, is just unbridled enthusiasm. But yeah, I think it's fair to be cautiously optimistic about this team. But let's kind of talk about some of these offseason moves we kind of hinted at a little bit. Chris brought up the D'Amico Ryans thing. When Jason Peters went down, they picked up – is it Demetrius Bell? I can't even pronounce his name because he changed his name. Demetrius Bell, whatever it is. You know, the guy who's protecting Michael Vick these days. What is it – I guess – Are they done? Like, is this like the guys that got in the offseason, the guys that got in the draft? Do you think they're done, or do you think there's something else kind of like hanging out there that, you know, maybe a safety, maybe another outside linebacker that they might scoop up before the season?
I feel like they have one other move in them. The team has come out and said, Howie Roseman has said, nope, we're done. We're not going to be getting a veteran running back, or we're done. Well, I don't fully believe it. I just saw cap space numbers for the Eagles, and they right now are leading the NFL. They have like $21.5 million in cap room.
Right.
I know some of that is – a lot of that is courtesy of offloading Asante. They didn't get – you know, they got a jersey, as Chris said, but they did get some cap space.
Right.
Some of that is going to go to LeSean McCoy. That's going to be one of the biggest offseason priorities to get him a new deal. But I feel like there's enough money there that they have one more move in them. I'm not sure what it will be, but I think they're going to nab one more veteran free agent.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if you see the gun-toting nightclub man playing in Midnight Green tonight.
You gotta be more specific about gun.
Plaxico Burress.
Are we still on this?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I forgot all about that, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised either. He clearly wants to come here. He's still on the market, so he'll be cheap. That is possible. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, right now he's probably wearing, instead of his Phillies hat, like he probably bought a Flyers hat to, like, support, because he just loves Philly, even though he's probably, like, been here. The only time he's ever been here was to play here. Like, he's not probably had a cheesesteak. But, yeah, but nonetheless, like, do you think, Brandon, the NFC's got a little better with all the other teams making moves? Like obviously the Redskins can't be any worse, like, since they have a real quarterback and with the Cowboys getting Claiborne. So the NFC's will definitely be better.
Yes, the NFC East is, you know, has raised the stakes collectively as a division. So you're exactly right. The Redskins are going to be really interesting to watch. I really like RG3, which is kind of tragic because I won't be able to root for him.
Exactly.
Now,
yeah. Oh, man.
It's a shame, but I think the team may be starting to get its act together, which makes me sad. because making fun of the Redskins is just it's part of football. but we'll see. A lot of people have noted, and it's absolutely true, he's coming into the NFL with more weapons than Andrew Luck, who went number one. So I'm really interested to see what he does this coming year, and then I think he and the team will be that much more dangerous every other year. And exactly as you referred to with Dallas, you know, they really needed some help on defense, and they moved up to the fifth spot to get Claiborne, and I think they're gonna be that much tougher for it. So the Eagles really have to be on their game to even make the playoffs in 2012. It's going to be tough competition.
That I agree with, but they will be on their game.
Exactly, they will be.
Oh, so much optimism around here. Brandon Campbell, PhillySportsReviews.com. You know, obviously you run the Eagles website, but what some people, maybe few people, don't know about you is that you were also one of the most diehard Peyton Manning supporters in the history of mankind. So I know you were probably a little, you know, more than a little heartbroken when the Peyton Manning era in Indianapolis ended not too long ago. Again, well, let's actually just make this a two-parter. How was he going to do in Denver? And what do you think, even if you care, maybe you don't even care, what do you think is going to happen to the Colts now that he's gone?
Oh, because the third part of that question is, Brandon, who are you going to root for in a Broncos-Eagles Super Bowl?
Lord, well,
Eagles. Thank you.
But, okay, so Peyton, yes, I just huge fan, just think he's a tremendous talent, tremendous person, tremendous athlete. I think he's going to do well in Denver. Of course, I'm a little bit partial, but you have a man who knows he's at the tail end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He, for the first time in his career, missed time, and not just time, an entire season due to injury. And he just saw his brother get a second Super Bowl ring
right.
while he has won.
Right.
So I think we're going to have a Peyton Manning who it sounds like he's already doing really well, according to former teammates and coaches and current teammates, that he's already swinging the ball like Peyton Manning of old. He has, five more months to strengthen and get his arm strength back more. And then you're going to have a Peyton Manning who's even more driven, more fierce, because he's going to have a chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to show all the people who wanted him to retire, yeah, this is why I didn't retire. He wants to shut people up talking about Eli and that second ring, which that part I would really enjoy. I cannot stand all of the Giants talk. So I think you're going to have a skilled Manning back, a determined Manning, and you have a Denver team that is, went far in the playoffs this year. And I don't think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl in 2012, but I think they're going to go far.
Okay.
And I think he's going to do really well.
Okay. All right. I don't know what you think. I really don't
have an opinion about the AFC because I've been too busy obsessing about the Eagles. No. I really think like they'll be like in the mix. Like I don't know. Like you still have the Patriots and you still have like the Steelers and you still have the Texans. So like I don't know. Like they're in the upper echelon, just like the Eagles.
I thought the Eagles were in class by themselves, Mr. Domingo.
No, not yet. No, like they still need to play the games, as they say.
Oh man, well we'll play the games. They will. Before we let you go, Brandon, just take a minute or so. Just let everybody out there, everybody listening, know how they can kind of get in touch with you or check you out online.
Oh yeah. Oh, Brandon, before you say that,
I'm sorry.
I actually want to commend you and the rest of the Aerie Sports family, like you, Christine, and my newest Aerie's friend, Patty Cake 15, for the great work you guys did during the draft. You guys were very very informative when I was going out of my mind sometimes.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm actually not part of Aero Sports anymore.
Oh.
But I still am in touch with all of those ladies. They do a tremendous job. Yes, Patty Cake 15 is the Rams writer. I was following their draft coverage as well because I was just not – I tweeted the draft the first round last year. I was not up to it this year. So I just but I will let them know. Well, hopefully they're listening, so heard the shout out, but I will let them know. But for anyone, any Eagles fans, I encourage you to check out my site, phillysportsmuse.com. I'm on Twitter at sports_muse. For Eagles news, views, nonsense, fun, I'll keep you informed. I try and do obviously things like the draft. There's serious analysis to be done, but I always try and inject some humor because, you can't – it's a sport. It's ultimately for fun. You can't take this or yourself too seriously.
Right.
So I try and strike that balance. And sometimes just pure nonsense, cool. The Sean McCoy raps, for instance, I will post those for you so your ears can bleed. All sorts of things.
And well, and obviously if people are listening to this show then they like nonsense. So if they're listening to us, then your website is probably like War and Peace compared to whatever we do here on this show. So again, everybody out there, check out phillysportsmuse.com, part of the Yard Barker Network. Very, very awesome stuff online and also on Twitter as well, @sports_muse. Brandon, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
That was Brandon Campbell again, phillysportsmuse.com. Check her out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more NFL draft, NBA, Flyers, and more. You're listening to the Broad Street Line here on Blog Talk Radio.